She was soft and thrilling against me, and for a moment her open mouth was under mine. Then she slipped away, and I lost my balance and half fell onto a couch. I called out to her to come back and heard her say, "A moment, just in a moment." And then the door shut softly. I half lay on the couch, my head swimming with drink and my mind full of lustful thoughts, and I believe I must have passed into a brief stupor, for suddenly I was aware of dim light in the room, and a soft hand was stroking my cheek. "Lola," says I, like a moon calf, and then there were arms round my neck and a soft voice murmuring in my ear. But it was not Lola. I blinked at the face before me, and my hands came in contact with bare, plump flesh, any amount of it. My visitor was Baroness Peckman, and she was stark naked. I tried to shove her off, but she was too heavy. She clung to me like a leech, murmuring endearments in German and pushing me back on the couch. "Go away, you fat slut," says I, heaving at her. "Get and see Veg, damn it! Don't want you, I want Lola!" I might as well have tried to move St. Paul's. She was all over me, trying to kiss me and succeeding, her fat face against mine. I cursed and struggled, and she giggled idiotically and began clawing at my breeches. "No, you don't," says I, seizing her wrist. But I was too tipsy to be able to defend myself properly, or else she was strong for all her blubber. She pinned me down, calling me her duckling, of all things, and her chicken. And then, before I knew it, she'd suddenly hauled me upright and had my fine cherry-picker pants round my knees and was squirming her fat backside against me. "Oh, eine Hammelkeule," she squeaked. "Kolossal." No woman does that to me twice. I'm too susceptible. I seized handfuls of her and began thrusting away. She was not Lola, perhaps, but she was there, and I was still too foxed and too randy to be choosy. I buried my face in the blonde curls at the nape of her neck, and she squealed and plunged in excitement. And I was just settling to work in earnest when there was a rattle at the door handle. The door opened, and suddenly there were men in the room. There were three of them, Rudy Starnberg and two civilians in black. Rudy was grinning in delight at the sight of me, caught flagrante seducto, as we classical scholars say. But I knew this was no joke. Drunk as I was, I sensed that here was danger, dreadful danger, when I'd least expected it. It was in the grim faces of the two with him, hard, tight-lipped fellows who moved like fighters. I shoved my fat baroness quickly away, and she went down sprawling flabbily on her stomach. I jumped back, trying to pull up my breeches, but cavalry pants fit like a skin, and the two were on me before I could adjust myself. Each grabbed an arm, and one of them growled in execrable French, "Hold still, criminal! You are under arrest!" "What the devil for?" I shouted. "Take your hands off me, damn you! What does this mean, Starnberg?"
"You are arrested," says he. "These are police officers."
"Police? But my God, what am I supposed to have done?" Starnberg, arms akimbo, glanced at the woman who had climbed to her feet and was hastening to cover herself with a robe. To my amazement, she was giggling behind her hand. I wondered, was she mad or drunk?
"I don't know what to call it in English," says he coolly, "but we have several impolite names for it here. Off you go, Gretchen."
And he jerked a thumb towards the door.
"In God's name, that's not a crime,"
I shouted. But seeing him silent and smiling grimly, I struggled for all I was worth. I was sober enough now and horribly frightened.
"Let me go," I yelled. "You must be mad. I demand to see the Gräfin Lansfeld. I demand to see the British ambassador."
"Not without your trousers, surely," says Rudy.
"Help," I roared. "Help, let me loose, you scoundrels. I'll make you pay for this."
And I tried in frenzy to break from the grip of the policeman.
"Ein starker Mann," observed Rudy. "Quiet him."
One of my captors shifted quickly behind me. I tried to turn, and a splitting pain shot through the back of my head. The room swam round me, and I felt my knees strike the floor before my senses left me.